So it's really about niching down. You're not trying to put your entire life story into a book. You're not trying to put all of your professional expertise into one book. It can't fit. Your book is specifically solving one problem for one audience, and it should be connected to your framework. So as a coach and as a consultant, we all should have frameworks that we use to get our clients from A to Z. And you're using that same framework to write your book.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friends. And if you're new to our show, welcome home. This is where you get the straight scoop on what it really takes to build a successful and sustainable coaching and consulting business. And today I have a real treat for you. My friend and colleague Jasmine Womack is with us. And just a little bit of a backstory. I met Jasmine at an in-person event. We were both in the same mastermind community. And I was immediately attracted to her energy, her smile, her confidence. And it turns out that Jasmine is the CEO of the Impact Group, and she helps people write their books in 90 days. So I know so many of you out there are saying, you know, everyone's saying I got to write my book or I want to write my book. And it feels like this upward hill that you need to climb. Well, relax, because Jasmine is going to share with you just how easy it can be. And before I bring her on, I want to tell you a little bit about her background. So she's the CEO of the Impact Group. She's been featured twice in Forbes magazine, and she's been on the Amazon best-selling authors list, described as the Harriet Tubman of the author and self-publishing space. She had the desire to write and self-publish a book of her own, and she spent years putting it off, and she finally decided to package her lessons of life into her first book, 20 Pearls of Wisdom, which she published in 2016. She learned to utilize this online marketing space to promote that book, and soon after, she leveraged her skill set as a teacher. We both share that background. We're both former teachers, and a published author to launch her first online workshop and coaching program. And this led to her first six figures in revenue. This led to her first six figures in revenue, which allowed her to leave her teaching job and enter the world of full-time entrepreneurship within 12 months. And I will tell you a little secret. I hope it's okay, Jasmine. Jasmine's business, the Impact Group, surpassed seven figures last year. And we're all there to cheer her on and celebrate it. So today, without any further ado, there's a story inside of you. Jasmine Womack will help you get it out. Welcome to Life After Corporate, Jasmine.
Oh, thank you so much, Deb. I'm so happy to be here.
I am thrilled to have you on the show. It's been a long time coming. And, you know, tell us a little bit about what it was like when you opened your eyes and you decided to publish that first book.
Oh, God.
You know, and because everyone out there is procrastinating, they're putting it off just like you did. And so what was that moment when you decided, I'm not waiting anymore, let's just do this?
Right. I actually wrote a post about this today because I realized I had not talked about it in quite some time. And I, you know, talk about it in my book, Published and Paid, I Write, Speak, Launch Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days or Less as well. My first book took me 10 years to write. And it wasn't because I lacked the skill. It was because I lacked the confidence. And I went through this cycle. Like every time I sat down to write, it was literally 10 years of balled up papers. It was 10 years of ideas and half completed documents. It was 10 years of all the questions. Who's going to read this? I don't have an audience. This, that, and the other. And I was looking at the things that I didn't have instead of paying attention to the things that I did have. And the trigger for me was when I was home, I was on bed rest with my son. He was a breech baby. And so I was sat down at 6 months and told, you cannot go back to work. You have to stay at home. And I was inside every day looking at the four walls. And I'm like, instead of sitting here watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians, you know, every single day, all day, watching these trash reality shows, you know, and eating my favorite snacks, let me have something. I need to have something to show for this time. And I began to think, maybe I was set down for a reason other than just the pregnancy health. Maybe this is the time that I'm supposed to actually take and really, really make this happen. And so when I decided to stop trying to edit my book as I was writing it, which was difficult for me because I had a language arts background. And I have a background in academia. So everything had to be perfect. Everything, the syntax, all these things, they have to come together, have to sound like this. Once I decided to let all of that go, and I said, you know what? This is the rough draft. Jasmine, you know this because you teach this day in and day out. This is the rough draft. Your job is to get your ideas from in your head out, get it out. And that was the shift. And I got my ideas out and I put together a process. And it was a goal to write. I think I started out with a chapter a day because I knew that that was something I could manage, but I was at home. So I was like, let me just write 2 chapters a day. And I literally got it out and I stopped overthinking. I stopped trying to edit as I was writing. And I went from procrastinating for 10 years to having the first draft of my first book done within 12 days.
Wow.
That was how I was able to accomplish that. And then, of course, we went into the editing process or whatnot. But that's how we were able to get that done and get out of that space of being stuck and procrastinating and having your ideas going like over and over and over in your head continuously.
Yeah, sometimes we blow it up way out of proportion and make it so much harder than it has to be. You know, my first foray into ChatGPT, I did a vanity search and it told me I'd already written my book and what it was titled and the titles of all the chapters and who edited it. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, that's not hard. You know, if an AI bot can write my book for me, then I'm the one who really possesses the real IP. I should be able to sit down and do it myself. But it's this mindset that keeps us stuck. So fast forward, that was then, and this is now. You know, now we are 7 years hence, and I have seen you through your Instagram reels on big stages, running your own events. You have hundreds of people in the audience. You've helped over 1,000 authors publish their books. Wow. Like, what was the journey from that very first book to becoming a 7-figure CEO helping all of these other people? Are they mostly women or is it women and men?
Mostly women.
Mostly women.
We do get a couple of guys here and there, but mostly women.
Yeah. I love those self-aware guys who don't mind being in the room with a lot of estrogen intense women. So what was that journey like for you? How did you build this business?
Well, at the time, I had written my book and I knew that I did not want to be a one-hitter quitter, right? I knew that I didn't want to just have a book just to say I had a book, but was doing nothing with it because I had met a lot of independent authors and that was their case. Like they had written this book, they had not done anything with it. And so I knew going into it that I really wanted this to do something. I really wanted to turn it into something. Now I was at an impasse because I had my business that I could put my energy into and then I had my career. I obtained a master's degree in curriculum and instruction. And I had just finished my specialist degree, which in the state of Georgia is like one step below the doctoral degree. And I had finished my specialist degree in educational leadership. And so my initial plan was to become an academic coach, do that for a few years, and then become an assistant principal once my children got older. Because at the time, my son was like not even 1 yet. And my daughter was 4. And so that was my focus, but I was already serving as department chair and held other various leadership positions within the school. But the time that I was having to put in to go to all these meetings after school, prep and debrief for meetings for the team and all the things, and then I was only being paid $50 to $100 extra each month, it just didn't add up, especially as a mom, as a wife. At the time, my husband worked for the railroad. So for me to serve in that position meant that I had to drive across town, pick my children up from after school daycare, drive back out to go to these meetings with them. It was just a lot. And so I actually decided to step down because I could not fulfill the responsibilities of the role to the measure that I wanted to. And I decided to put my energy into my book because I said, okay, well, with my book, I can run my business from home. With my book, I can leverage Facebook or the different social media platforms. At the time, Periscope was popular. So I was like, if I can get over my fear and continue to go live on a consistent basis, I can make this happen. And so what happened is that while I was on bed rest, I had seen these people on Periscope saying that they made $20,000 a month, $30,000 a month from digital products, from eBooks. And I'm like, if this person was able to do this, they don't have half of the education that I have. They were working at a gas station. If they were able to do this, I know I can figure this thing out. That was how I kind of came to grips with everything. And then when I returned back to school working, I was working on my specialist, and my assistant principal at the time, I would have to go into his office to get my hours or whatnot for my degree. And during that time, he would be back there working on other stuff. I'm like, what are you working on? And he was like, I put digital products on Teachers Pay Teachers. I make like $40,000 on Teachers Pay Teachers passively. And I was like, what? So that was like a confirmation of everything that I learned. So I knew that me doing something in the online space was the next step, because a lot of people were not doing it a whole. It really, it seems like a lot of people are doing it now. But in the grand scheme of things, digital business is still like an anomaly. So,
I know it seems like a crowded market, but that was really the sweet spot. I mean, I think a lot of things seems like the stars align for you, right? So right. The realization that, you know, I can't keep dragging my kids to these meetings after hours, and, you know, I really want to make something out of this book. And you're looking at everyone else around you saying, whoa, this guy's making 40 grand in his off hours. You know, I can do this too. I'm smarter than most. So that led to what? Did you dive into online coursework right away? Or how did you make the leap from writing your own books to marketing your own content to helping others create theirs?
Yeah. So I used to participate in challenges all the time. And I knew that I wanted to create one. So I took the content or the basic principles in my book and I created, at that time, it was a 21-day challenge where each week we focus on a different concept. And that was my first quote unquote workshop. And I didn't realize it at the time. I did it for free and I grew my email list from the people that purchased my book to over 400 strangers, right? And I facilitated this workshop, and that was the beginning of it. People who did it that first time, they asked me to do it again 3 months later around the springtime. But this time I realized that I needed to charge for it and I need to have something to sell. And that's what I did. And I was flabbergasted that people were paying me for the same thing that they had gotten for free the first time. And not only that, they then came into my membership community. So that's literally how I got started. I turned my book into a virtual challenge or a virtual course. And from there, upsold a monthly membership. And all of a sudden, I had recurring revenue. And because people started seeing my success, they started asking me to help them. And that's how I actually transitioned into then providing services for others. At the time, it was with editing and with book publishing. And I would provide coaching throughout that process. And so that's how I transitioned from doing it for myself to doing it for others. And I didn't even realize that I had a full offer suite at that time. I had a work price, mid-tier, and a high-ticket offer. But that's exactly what I had. And I began, I guess, to say to feel the rhythm. So yes. By that, I mean that I learned that I could predict my income every quarter if I promoted a certain period of time and created 6-month payments. And so I guess it was just innate. Maybe it was God guiding me, but I just began to feel it and I just never stopped.
I love that you mentioned the rhythm and that income became predictable, because you know that's the right. song I sing day in and day out, that you don't have to struggle. It's not feast or famine. There's just a few very simple things. I mean, once you have a rock solid product portfolio and you just kind of backed into a services value ladder just naturally, by listening to the market, which is what it's all about, right? So we want to fulfill demand. We don't want to create something and then force people or feel like it's forcing people to pay attention to it. So that's beautiful. So now we understand your success is very much organically and divinely guided. 90 days to write a book. I mean, I'm still thinking about that because, oh my God,
right? And
publish. And publish. Yes. That's so yes. crazy. That's yes. crazy. Yes. Most people are selling these year-long programs where, you know, they'll help you write and edit and publish your book. And you're saying, no, you can get it done in 90 days. Tell us more about that.
Oh,
how yes. do you do that?
We've been doing this for like 5 years. So we've got a lot tight now. So the program actually started out as an 8-week program, which focused on helping authors. This is my program, Author Made Easy Bootcamp, powered by Published and Paid Mastermind. But we started out with 8 weeks where we would just help our clients to write their books in 8 weeks. And then because I published books at the time, we would then publish them. But then as I expanded the program out during the pandemic, what I realized is that a lot of the clients who come to me are speakers, they're coaches, they're consultants. They're entrepreneurs or they're in the corporate space and they want to leverage their expertise in their own right, such as you and I have. And so they're not going to be one-time authors. You're going to typically are going to write one book, then a few years later, you're going to write another one, then you're going to write another one. And so one of the things that I felt that when I was in the publishing services, I didn't want people to have to depend on me to get their intellectual property out. So I said, you know, like if I do this for you, that's one thing. But if I teach you how to fish and now you are empowered to learn how to do this on your own because it's not hard, then you can literally create any type of book that you desire to create whenever you want it, you know. And so we help our clients to not just write and self-publish their books, but to also launch it, market it, and sell it. And that's what most people don't do. You know, there's a lot of talk about writing the book, publishing it, but you're going to write it and publish it and do what? You got to have a plan for selling it. You have to have the plan for visibility. How are you going to leverage your book to grow your business? How are you going to leverage your book to bring leads in into your consulting programs? How are you going to leverage your book to secure speaking engagements? And that's also what we teach. And so there was really a 4-step process: decide, devise, dictate, and demand. So deciding is making sure that you are very, very clear on your topic and the problem that you solve in the market. You got to decide, number one, what you're going to write your book about. And even when I speak with experts, typically they can tend to be all over the place in the very beginning. So it's really about niching down. You're not trying to put your entire life story into a book. You're not trying to put all of your professional expertise into one book. It can't fit. Your book is specifically solving one problem for one audience, and it should be connected to your framework. So as a coach and as a consultant, we all should have frameworks that we use to get our clients from A to Z. And you're using that same framework to write your book. And so that's step one, is to decide. Step two is to devise. This is where you have to devise your plan to get your book done. So one of the ways in which our clients actually finish their books in 90 days is that we help them project manage the entire process out, understanding what you're going to do, what needs to be done, and setting those dates and deadlines, you know, for when certain elements are going to be done. So if you have an entire picture view, then you know what to expect. You know what's coming up, right? But it's also not just creating your system for completion, but it's also creating your system for writing. So creating that daily time to write, understanding in order to get from point A to point B, how many chapters is this going to take? And putting that into a solid calendar and making time to work on that every single day. So most of our clients actually finish writing their books within 30 to 45 days. And I think that one of the things that gets a lot of aspiring authors caught up is thinking that their book has to be quote unquote profound, has to have all this additional information. No, your people need you. They need your story. They need your expertise. Story and strategy equals success. So you give a little story and backstory. You give some strategy and some tips and takeaways. And that's going to help to create a full reading experience for your reader where they're entertained, they're engaged, but there are actionable steps that they can take away and implement and get a quick result. That's exactly what you want, okay? So step three is to dictate. One of the keys that we use is dictation. Not only do we, in step two, we're mapping everything out that you need to do, but now we teach you how to dictate that. I've heard of people using dictation tools to write their books in the past, but then they go and dictate and they talk without strategy. And it's just a whole bunch of jumbled up, rambled words. And so what I find is that typically when overachievers sit down to write, they try to write perfectly. But if you're speaking as if you're speaking to a mentee and guiding them, then the process becomes a lot easier. And then your initial draft is transcribed and then you can just go in and add in more stories and fill in the gaps before you send it to a copy editor to clean up. And then, of course, step four in the process that we teach is to create demand. This is where your marketing is going to come in. This is where putting money marketing magnets into your book is going to come in as well. This is where your publicity, and yes, you can be your own publicist. This is where all that comes in. So you can then position yourself to sell books in bulk and open yourself up for more opportunities.
That's a brilliant and beautiful simplified process. So thank you for sharing that, because I think too many people, number one, make the process of book writing too difficult. Number two, they think just like, you know, launching a business, if we build it, they will come. So if I write the book, they will read it. Not necessarily. And your book is just the beginning, right? I like to think of it as the beginning of a conversation with a new potential client. And if you don't have a next step for them to take with you, and I love the 21-day challenge, that was brilliant. If you don't have a next step for them to take with you, they kind of, just like anything else, they'll go cold and they'll forget about it and they'll be on to the next book on their list and you'll be, you know, lost and forgotten, but maybe a couple of memorable quotes and hopefully one or two things that they did implement. So I love that process, Jasmine. So for anyone who is listening to this podcast and says, you know, oh my God, I want to work with Jasmine. I want to join her next 90-day program. How do people get in touch with you and how they learn more? And is this the boot camp that you were referencing?
Yes. So we actually have two writing programs. One is our academy, and it's more of a self-study. And you can check that out at publishedandpaidacademy.com. And then we have our Author Made Easy boot camp, which is at this time, a 6-month consulting program. And that's the one that comes with all the bells and whistles, the support, all the things. And you can apply at authormadeeasybootcamp.com. The difference between the two programs is that Author Made Easy Bootcamp is specifically structured to help business owners write books that grow their businesses.
Fantastic. And do you have a story to share of, you know, one of your clients, one of your great students who followed your advice to the T, and what was their experience?
Oh, absolutely. I have several. So one is Dr. Raymond Goins. A shout out to Dr. Raymond. You can find him on Instagram at DunDiscoach. He is a dissertation coach. And so he helps educators or people who are in doctoral programs to finish their doctorate in less than 1 year. And so when he came into the program, he was actually in the middle of moving. So we didn't even see him. He wasn't coming on anything. But after he got situated, he came in and he wrote his book in an entire weekend. He went through the content. It's literally step by step. He said that him and his wife were out of town for a wedding and his wife was at the wedding rehearsal. He was just in the hotel room. He was like, let me go in and see what I can do. And he literally wrote his book. He didn't even say it was in a weekend. He said he wrote his book using the strategies in 5 hours. And his book is well over 100 pages. And so when he wrote his book, the week that he released it, I think he sold like 200 copies because he works with schools and with dissertation programs. And so even up to now, like we worked together for about a year and a half. We worked throughout his book writing and publishing process and then through the next phase. And up until this point, I think we worked together for 2 years, and up to this point, he's retired his wife from her job. She works full time for their company now. He still holds down his job as a tenured professor, and they've generated about $500,000 in their company from their book sales and their course and coaching program. So he literally uses his book to sell his program. So if you're going to work with Deb and her program, you need a book. This is going to help me to build your program.
Deb needs a book. Deb needs to work with Jasmine and get her book published. Jasmine, thank you. Thank you so much for your generosity and sharing your story and sharing your wisdom and how writing and publishing a book can be a lot easier than you think. You just have to sit down in that chair, let go of that perfectionism, quit procrastinating, get in touch with Jasmine, and give us that URL again of where people can get in touch with you.
www.authormadeeasybootcamp.com. It's all one, all together.
Authormadeeasybootcamp.com. That's where you find Jasmine and learn how to get your book published and make more money and make more impact. That's the beauty of it. Thank you so much, my friend. It's been such a pleasure to host you on Life After Corporate.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review or a rating on iTunes, on Spotify, wherever you are listening to this podcast. We appreciate you. We don't take you for granted. And we will see you next time. Take care. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.